Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I hope that this is an amazing weekend for you. I am so excited to be here, and of course I'm here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's going well over here into the new year.
I know, mm-hmm. I know. Annie, we'll talk a little bit about resolutions, but it's not something I just kind of try to do my best every day. That's really like my resolution. Anyways, Jennifer, how are you?
Great. I'm so glad to be back with everybody.
I know. We missed you last week.
Everybody's traveling. Had a great trip. Went off to Texas. We had a good time, but I'm glad to be back.
Good. Sherry, how are you?
I feel the same way. I'm so happy we're all together today.
I know. Isn't it great?
It's great energy. There and it's
you
wonderful.
Go. We have a great show for you today. Also, we've got some really great New Year's surprises. We are taking our show another hour longer.
Awesome.
And I know. So, yeah.
So exciting.
So, not only are you waking up, starting your day in a positive way, we are going to take it another way. So, we're going to be from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. And then again, don't forget about our 2 to 3 hour show in the afternoon. And all of these shows are completely different. So, that means we're just finding more and more amazing guests. So, I'm really excited to share that. One, I want to tell anybody that's just joining us right now that we are the brighter side of the 805. But we are growing. We're the brightest side of life right now. And we hope that you can listen, learn, and laugh with us. And all of our shows are inspirational. They're just things that you can really help your life. And that's what it's, I mean, it's kind of like my lesson on air. Isn't that what we
talked
about?
It is. It's sort of like a book, a good feel book that you listen to.
And our happy hour.
Exactly.
Our happy hour.
If I weren't here doing the show, I'd be at home with my coffee when it's all quiet.
Oh, and
listening.
I'm glad you just said that because, Tom, where can we hear our show now? On dynamictalkradio.com. We are online now, and that's another convenience for you. We are all the way to Canada, and we are all over the place. So we are growing leaps and bounds. So glad for all of you to be here with us again. Thank you so much for joining us here. If you miss any part of our show, you can also go to kimpaganoshow.com and listen there. All of our stuff is also on iTunes. Everything's downloaded. Also, I would love you to get one of our newsletters. Every week we come out with some kind of little holiday tip or New Year tip or daily tip. And it's all about really just the brighter side. So I'm really happy to share that. All you have to do is give us a call either at 419-0008, 419-0008. And you can get that, your name on that. Also, you need that because, Tom, what are we giving away?
Great prizes, Kim. We do have at the Fred Kavli Theater, Camelot. And it is going to be, yes, it's great. Camelot.
Yeah.
A little Shakespeare for you. And that's the 15th to the 18th. And we are doing that in Thousand Oaks. And then it moves on to Santa Barbara on the 20th and 21st. That's what we have with Camelot. Shen Yun 2015. Tickets for the Dolby Theater going out to Hollywood for this one. And also in Thousand Oaks at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. As a gong strike sounds from the 5,000-year-old Chinese instrument rise to blend with a 40-piece Western orchestra percussion at its best. We still have the holiday ice rink that's going at the Lakes and Thousand Oaks. And along with that, the last 5 years, Rubicon Theater. And that's January 21st to the 15th of February. And that's the Rubicon Theater Company of Ventura has announced the director and cast for the company's main stage production of the last 5 years, Jason Robert Brown's big show at the Rubicon. And Stomp 2 in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah,
love Stomp.
There you go.
And check that out in TO and also in Santa Barbara. Ronald Reagan Library tickets rounds the huge, huge prizes out. That's a lot of good giveaways.
Isn't it? I know. And that's what we do here. And if you have something that you would like to share on our show, on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side, is give us a call right now, 419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com so that we can advertise
advertise you and spread the word about you. Also, I'm so excited. Our first guest today is the creator of Higher Brain Living, Michael Cotton, and we are going to be talking about his information and inviting you to join us about brain living, his health exhibit that's coming up. Also, Paul White is here from Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, and we're going to be talking with him about things that we can do with our children, and just they are like an amazing group there. So they've been on our show before, but we are joining them back with us. And also, I'm really excited to talk with Chef Paulette Lambert, and she is over at the Four Seasons, and her book is The Wellness Kitchen, fresh, flavorful recipes that are healthy for you, and I am so excited to have her join us. So her book is about transforming your body in 21 days. So let's take a really quick break, and let's bring Michael on, and we'll be right back. Let's give something away right now.
All right, why don't we do the Fred Cavalli Theater, since it's coming up here. Let's do Camelot, and we can give away Camelot, and that'll be good to go.
Perfect. 419-0008. We're going to just take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Michael Cotton.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. And our first guest, Michael Cotton, is on our line, Higher Brain Living. Michael, are you there? And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
I am here, Kim, and it's my pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited about your event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have coming up in L.A. on February 10th and then also again in San Diego in March. I'm hosting a Higher Brain Living presentation where we're going to actually demonstrate the Higher Brain Living process, and people will have the opportunity to experience it and also the ability to learn about becoming a trained, certified Higher Brain Living facilitator.
Michael, tell us first of all a little bit about yourself and your journey, and then we also want to know, what is Higher Brain Living?
Okay, yeah. Well, my journey was that I was a very stressed out, anxious, fearful child that stumbled my way through life. I had chronic migraine headaches. I was in and out of medical doctor's offices. Had a number of treatments. I was put on heavy-duty drugs. Nothing seemed to help. I had a good family. No one really understood why. And I just kind of stumbled my way through life. I ended up graduating from high school just barely, and I enrolled in college, and I was thrown out of college my first year with a 0.57 GPA, and I started taking minimum wage jobs. And I was standing in one of them in my mid-20s, and still an aluminum company, and I just had this overwhelming surge in my body and this whole change in my state. And I felt suddenly confident. I had this, what I describe as the view from 50,000 feet, where I could see my whole life laying out, where my history laying out, where I had been, and I could see where I was headed, which was absolutely nowhere. And something inside of me just shifted, and I had this knowing that everything was about to be different. And what I know now shifted, I didn't know then, but that was part of what put me on my life's path. What I know now shifted is that I was able to get, for whatever reason, more energy into what we now know are untapped higher centers of the brain. And so I left that job almost immediately. I went back to college. I started taking 32 credit hours a semester, more than twice the normal load. I was just on fire. And I aced all of my undergraduate work. I went into the chiropractic profession, because by then I was starting to study what had happened to me, and starting to study consciousness and energy work and developmental psychology. And I was trying to figure out what had happened. And I knew that my path was now in this whole human potential movement. And I saw chiropractic as a piece of that puzzle to learn about the neurophysiology, once I had an understanding that the brain was what had changed in me, that had created that powerful change in state.
So is that more like, and I kind of want to just jump in here.
Yeah.
More like you kind of switched your mind to not concentrating on your problems, and you've
start utilizing maybe all of the attributes that you have in your brain, like things you know you're good at, and really put them to work for you?
Yeah, that's no doubt part of what happened there. And in fact, one of the things we say from that higher brain perspective is you really can't even see problems anymore. What you see are opportunities. Even if things happen to you that you don't like, there's a way to see that it presents an opportunity that you would have never had without, you know, the so-called problem. And so you start framing everything and just the solutions and opportunities that exist for you, and you quit seeing what actually are part of a lower brain physiology, which is the ability to look at everything in terms of problems. And so, yes, but I also want to state, Jim, it was even more than that. There's a state change in your, like, your whole emotional feeling is elevated. There's a sense of purpose and empowerment within that as well.
Wow, this is great. Okay, so, I mean, obviously, you've been doing this. How long have you been doing this?
Well, Higher Brain Living was created, it's been almost a decade ago now, but I created the system that helps move energy into these higher untapped centers of the brain, and it went through several years of research and development before I launched it live. And I myself owned several centers providing Higher Brain Living, and I saw from the results in my clients just the amazing life changes that were happening, that this had to get into the world. And so I developed a teaching program where I now train and certify facilitators. We have about 240 across the country that themselves, deliver this care or practice.
Okay, so Michael, this is Jennifer, and I have a question. So I'm trying to wrap myself around this to make sure I'm really understanding what you're saying. So let's do a scenario where perhaps I'm given a situation in my life where I have to make a big decision, and it's, you know,
every day,
right? No. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
The outcome could, you know, put us in a scenario like that where we can actually see how we're going to use our higher brain to achieve a better outcome of this decision.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happens, because the higher brain has the capacity for insight that the lower brain or the brain that we generally go through life with, which has a lot of its trappings in the lower brain. It's trying to protect us from the world. And so when we see everything from this problem-based way, it's very hard to thrive. It's very hard to move forward. And so what the higher brain has available to it is this empowered emotional state where we essentially feel on fire. We feel passionate. We feel purposeful. So that state is required to bring about profound change.
Michael, this is Sherry. I have a question for you. Yeah. You know, I work a lot with addicts and alcoholics, people in recovery, and often it's their frontal lobe system that's been affected. And so I'm just wondering how your system might be able to help them.
Well, we've seen tremendous changes. In fact, we have a couple of addiction counselors who have gone through the Higher Brain Living Certification Program, and they're kind of taking a specialty in that. And in fact, one of them is setting up a research study right now to look at how this directly impacts that particular field or demographic. But from just a personal level, I have seen an inordinate amount of people with addiction problems have resolution through this process. One of the hallmarks of addiction is this kind of need to create this sense of well-being that's missing. And I believe it's a lower brain response. And when energy gets into that higher brain, there's a sense of wellness or well-being that accompanies that.
It sounds to me, it's like, you know, those type of people that you want to feed off their energy, that they look at a situation and they don't look at it as a problem. They're like, oh, this is going to be great for us because we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And I sometimes wish that I could be like that about everything I see. And is that what you mean by the higher brain? Like, you automatically look at it as like something that's
a solution,
not a problem that could set you back.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to be clear. It's not just some kind of, you know, fantasy, optimistic way of seeing things. You really do see the solutions and you see the opportunity. What this does is really help us clear the stress out of our life, be able to make change in our lives.
Well, it makes sense, Michael, because everything is energy. So are you talking about increasing the dopamine levels in the brain?
Well, we think that is definitely one of the things that happened. We've done a number of EEG studies, and we see profound changes in the prefrontal cortex, which is this highly evolved part of the brain that's largely untapped. This is the part of the brain, even we talk about the idea of enlightenment. It's now been shown from neuroscientific studies that prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain that has to get energy to have the enlightenment experience.
Can you share with our audience an example?
And that's what I'm looking at is, okay, what can we learn by, overwhelming, we all have a little bit of overwhelmness and stress and, listlessness. Tuck us through those steps.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get the question.
If somebody is overwhelmed or stressed, what would be the steps that we could get rid of it?
Okay, well, we have a specific higher brain living protocol with a higher brain living facilitator. So what they do, what the higher brain living system does, is gently cue pathways in the body. We talked about a latent energy source in the brain. Well, you just mentioned the word energy. Well, there's a latent energy source in the body that has been known for thousands of years. Acupuncturists call it meridians. There's words for it in yoga philosophy. Even modern science now has shown these pathways to be what we call piezoelectric, which means that they're touched or compressed, they're stretched in certain ways, they release energy. Well, our protocol with a trained higher brain living facilitator, they can contact these pathways in very specific ways. We've cracked the code around this, and there's energy that moves through the body into that untapped prefrontal cortex of the brain. It starts to kind of be nudged awake. And so over a series of higher brain living sessions, there's this kind of a shift in center of gravity with you, if you will. So the person starts to get out of that stress brain and get more into that enlightened brain. And then we have a guidebook, a whole protocol to bring that new brain state to all areas of your life, to be able to change your relationships, to change your physical fitness, to change your career, all of that.
Wow. Okay. So, one, I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are in the 805 right now. But we're talking with Michael Cotton, and we're talking about higher brain living. You are going to have your next living event, right? And it's in Los Angeles. How can my listeners who are going, okay, we need to get there, we need to figure out how to be a part of this, well, how can they get tickets, and how do we, get them a spot?
Sure. If they go to our website, which is higherbrainliving.com, there's an attend an event tab. If they click on that attend an event tab and scroll down, they'll see a list of upcoming presentations, and they'll see the Los Angeles event listed. They just click on it and fill out the information, and they'll be sent the confirmation. If they do it in advance online, it's free. It's $97 at the door. So I want to really clarify that point, because there are people that will check you in, and it will cost $95 if you're not pre-registered. But it's 100% free to come to it. Just go to higherbrainliving.com, click on the Attend an Event tab, and scroll down, and you'll see the list of events, and you can click on that and enroll. And
so that's February 10th, correct? That's the one in, yep. in Los Angeles. Okay, yep. I'm definitely going to go
Where
check
is it,
it
in
out.
Los Angeles? Yeah.
The one in Los Angeles?
Yes.
I'm pulling up my my page right here. It is, just one second. It is at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport.
Mm, oh, okay.
You know, before I forget or before we forget, we always ask our guests, you know, what was your greatest, brightest side moment?
I'm sorry.
You know, we are
what?
The brighter side of 805.
Yes, of course. Yes.
And so we always like to know from our guests. We always find it interesting to know, what was your greatest, brightest side moment?
When I realized the new direction of my life, and that my life purpose was to develop this vehicle that helped shift humanity into the higher centers of the brain and help create a new world.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to definitely go check that out.
That
again,
really
February 10th down in Los Angeles at the Hilton. We'll put it on our website. It's in our newsletters too. We've been spreading the word about all of this. And Higher Brain Living. I mean, really, that should be the way of life. Higher Brain Living. Don't you agree?
That is absolutely our plan.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Michael Cotton, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I look forward to having you back again.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and let's give something away right now. How about Stomp? How about that?
Stomp's my favorite.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you were talking about the before, Tom, how much you love it.
Yeah,
it
we got great. A couple tickets for that. Give us a call right now, 419-0008. Also, you know that we've been doing a word that you can call during our 2 to 3 show. And the word today is New Year's resolution. And we'll just go with New Year's. How about that?
Ooh, that's perfect.
Yeah, New Year's. So all you have to do is on between our 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock show, call in and use that New Year's, and you are going to win yourself something, and one of the team members will get back with you. So all you have to do right now for the Stomp tickets is get your name in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Paul White and his school, Stronghold School Systems, and they're right here in Ventura. It's an amazing, they are so passionate about what they do, and they can help your child if you are having any problems. And not only that, they can give you some extra guides to really living the brighter side. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I hope that your New Year's is off to an amazing start. And do you guys make resolutions? How does that work for you?
I don't make resolutions so much because I probably wouldn't stick to them, but I like to come up with a new plan.
There you
and
go.
And hope that will work out.
There you go.
So I started by cleaning my closet, and I'm hoping it's going to work out.
Oh, that's why you got new clothes on, right?
That's right. I found all these great things I didn't know were in there.
Isn't that funny? I love it. How about you, Sherry?
I did set some goals last year. One of them was improving my relationships with others, and you know, it really did occur. I have a lot fuller life because of that resolution, so absolutely.
I love it. I just heard something, and I just really kind of wanted to share it, but instead of a New Year's resolution, a new you resolution. And so really just taking a look at yourself and kind of, you know, taking inventory and what you want to keep, what you want to give away, you know, how you want your life to look. And so many people think that it's up to, you know, everybody else to change. We can change the whole world just on how we view it and how we receive it. And so I wanted to share that. Anyways, I'm really excited to have Paul White back in our studio, and Happy New Year. And Paul, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. Nice to be back.
Yeah. So Paul is from Stronghold School Systems, the right here in Ventura. And, you know, you guys are so passionate about what you do there. And I know my ladies here are wondering what it is all about. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey, and your passion and all the things that you do.
Stronghold School Systems is a place you come to if you're tired. It's for families who are tired of seeing their younger children struggle in school academically or behaviorally. They can bring them to us. It's for families who are tired of worrying about their teenager who's into drugs or alcohol or not doing well or just seems like they have no sense of being able to head in a direction that'll make them independent. It's for families where the mom or dad are tired of working a job that seems purposeless or of having no job, not being able to find one, who are tired of having a edgy, kind of defaulted, not working very well relationship with each other or money issues or health. In a nutshell, it's for people who are tired enough of not having the life they'd like, that they're willing to do something new to transform it. And we offer them that something new.
So are you saying that you have programs for adults, or are these the parents of the teenagers and kids?
Yes, the program is for anybody. It's school in the most comprehensive sense. For anybody that wants to learn something new that'll change their life.
So are adults and kids are in the same classroom?
Oh, we're just very flexible. We're there all the time. It's a, we have a 5-day-a-week program that's available to school-age kids, but it's a pretty good-sized facility. And so we have, evening appointments or off-hour appointments where families can come. If a child's enrolled, the entire family comes in twice a month and works with them, but
It's an amazing program, I have to tell you. And I have to tell you, their whole team is so dedicated because, you know, you work with a lot of addiction and a lot of families that it gets so high and so much they can't deal with it on their own. And so I met Paul, a couple of years ago now, right? Yeah. And their school is all about just being that team for you.
So if I had a child that was not doing well in school and I could see that, okay, we might be taking a path here that I don't like, could I take him out of the traditional Kaneo Valley school or something like that and enroll him in your school and receive the same type of credits?
Absolutely you can. You just simply would pull him out, sign up to be a homeschool, and bring him to us, and we provide the education. It's a very radical approach to changing your child's life and your own family. So, for example, we'd evaluate him, first of all. A child can go the traditional K-12 concept, and then 4 years of college is dissolving in front of our eyes. More and more parents are realizing that why age and time spent doing something has nothing to do with learning something. And so you're getting more and more students who are starting college at 13, 14 years old. I know a number of children who are getting like AAs at 16. One client we had, he was in a continuation school at 15 and a half and going nowhere. He was tired enough of that to consider a different perspective and try our program. We just talked to him a little bit, in fact. He wasn't even in it very long. So at 15 and a half, he was in a 10th grade continuation school. At 12th grade, which is when he would have been graduating, at 18, his peers were running across the stage blowing air horns at the high school, and he had just finished his second year in engineering at a university.
So what about the social component? The problem I always see with the homeschool is that they miss out on that social component. A lot of them, parents will pull them out of regular school because they may be having problems socially. But to me, that's almost like an escape from what they need to learn in society about being social and getting along with others.
Well, that's a good question. There's a couple parts of it. If you took them over to any high school today, including ours here in Ventura, the social component statistically would mean that 40%, up to 40% of the kids have STDs, according to the Center on Disease Control. That would mean that about one-third of them are under the influence of a drug. It would mean that the teachers are being verbally, in some cases, many cases, physically abused by the students. So to pull them out of the system, the social part they miss at the school is well worth missing.
Wow.
Now, the other part, though, every child we have, or anybody in it, has to have a job or an internship. We're very involved in the community and even in world issues. So there's a lot of interaction.
And I have to say, both my boys were homeschooled. And you know what, as far, I was kind of a little worried. I talked to Paul and Christy about that, of the social part of it. And, they already had met all their friends when they were in, kindergarten through sixth grade. They had their neighborhood friends and all that. Now it's kind of down to business. If they're going to end up in trouble, it's better to have them on a straight path that can help them get into a better place than to be mixing with these.
So to be the devil's advocate, we all know, all of us know, that there are those type of kids that are always going to find the other type of kids to hang
Correct.
Around. So do you also teach them the tools to avoid or to get out of these groups of people that you're talking about, the ones with the STDs, the one that do the drugs, rather than just go and not ever surround yourself by people? You're teaching them how to live within the society and not make bad choices?
Oh, right. You don't teach them how to go out and get sick from the world. You teach them how to go out and let the world get well from you. So you make them.
I love that right there. Yeah.
It's an approach that's it's a 100% spiritual approach to education. And I think of what Kim said just a minute ago. We can change the world by how we see it. In a nutshell, our perspective is very similar to your upbeat way on this show. See the world, see yourself, the way God sees the world, the way God sees you. And of course, the word God in most languages comes from the word good. See the world good.
See the word good,
See the world and everybody around is good. And you find that you tend to see and bring out in others and yourself exactly what you're looking for.
So what is the societal issue of why this is happening, the breakdown of the system? Why there are so many problems in public school? What is the issue here? I'm sure there's many issues, but how do you see it, Paul?
Well, there's two. I had a op-ed in the Ventura Star here just a few weeks ago about the announcement of the drug policies there in Simi and Caneo, and what a absolute misrepresentation of truth. They both are. The issue, the problem in our public schools, and I'm a lifetime educator, are twofold. One is they've confused using schools to indoctrinate children in religion, which nobody wants. They've confused that with teaching strong moral spiritual values, which society has always needed to survive. So schools have totally run away from teaching kids any value whatsoever. And the second problem is simply that they're following a system and giving the kids advice that was questionably helpful in the 50s. It's absolutely gone. The things they're being taught, the way it's being done, the way the kids are moved along, how old they keep them there. High school has turned into essentially teenage daycare, and we release a child out at 18 who's never really had any work experience, who's, I don't know if you saw this, 60% of the kids who happily picked up their high school diploma in Ventura and elsewhere last year, 60%, then go to the college and say, I'm a high school grad, I'm ready to start college, and they say, well, that's good, take this assessment test first. And 60% of them fail it. So that they,
so they're not ready.
They're not ready.
You know, I do want to say, and you know, because we are the brighter side, is we're not putting down regular traditional schools, because I think that's really important to say that, because there's a school that fits everyone. We're talking about the kids that don't fit into that category and that need that special guidance and that need that, you know, Paul, you and Chrissy have dedicated your lives to doing this. There's journeys of kids that you guys have really helped conform their life because it was bigger than their parents could do.
It's so true, Kim. I agree with you. It's not that the schools are bad. Obviously, everything can be improved and all that. But there is definitely a phenomena of some kids who are just not getting what they need. And it's not because their parents can't give it to them. I think we don't really know what it is that they need.
And
I heard a quote one time by Laura Bush, and I thought this was so interesting. And she said, you know, we've done so much to make sure girls can be in the workforce, can have it all, can do all of these things. And somewhere, and she doesn't have boys, and she said, somewhere along the line, we forgot to remind boys that they are important also. And I think it's really true. I think there's definitely something lacking in our society. And I think we all, whether we have children, whether we care or not, would love to figure out what it is and help these kids find their way in life. You never like to see even young children struggle. It's heartbreaking.
Well, yeah. And, you know, as parents, I have to say is we want nothing than our kids to succeed. That's the bottom line here. And to be happy and to be, you know, passionate about their life. And that's the element that's missing.
Right. Well, see, somewhere along the line, though, you have to ask yourself, you can talk about how we feel about things or you can talk about the facts. And the facts are inarguable with our schools. When we're telling every child to go get that four-year liberal arts diploma, and 53% of the kids who are coming out with liberal arts bachelor's degrees are unemployed or working at a minimum wage, when 60% of those kids are coming out of that program that they've done everything they told them can't even qualify for minimal freshman classes at a community college, it's not that there's something wrong personally with the people who work at our schools. It's the system that's being implemented that is 101% totally flawed.
So, Paul, I think you're onto something. You know, I was a single mom. My daughter worked from the time she was 15. She had a huge record of employment. And eventually she got an internship in college, and was hired as one of the youngest publicists at a huge Hollywood publicity firm. And I believe that is because, and I was a single mom, and the statistics were that she wasn't going to turn out okay. But I think because of that work experience that she was, I didn't necessarily force her into it, but it made life, she could have more things if she had that job. So I think what I'm hearing you say is they go to your school and you find internships, you find jobs, you help them create a resume so that when they are college age, they'll have a better chance of finding employment because they have that work experience, correct?
Absolutely. Every child is starting as young as 12 with us. They work part-time, they have internships. Consider the number one company in the world, 6 years running, who's considered the top place in the world to work and right on top of it. What company would you guess it is? We all use it.
Apple, Google.
Google, absolutely.
Okay, now, how did we know that?
We took our kids to Google's world headquarters last year.
Really?
And we sat there and talked with, it's a great tour. And you have to get, we talked with their HR person. And what did they tell us they look for? They look for people who can collaborate and work together on projects. They look for people who have great integrity. They look for people who will do things for others. And they said, we hire fewer college graduates every year. So if you take a company like Google, where they want integrity, work together, we don't care about the grades, do things to help others. If you ask a company like Google, what are your, like, say, top three things you look for in employees? And then you ask, a school superintendent, what are the top three things you want for your children coming through your school? There will be no matches between those two lists.
Wow.
Between the employers who are going to hire them and the schools who are preparing them. So there's a mismatch in communication.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? We're at the end right now, but I want to ask you, okay, what makes your program unique? So we can just share that with our listeners, because I'm sure everybody's got, you know, they're like, okay, wait, we need to get over there. We need to see what this is all about. First of all, I want you to give out your phone number so everybody can write that down.
The phone numbers are 805-701-2999. What makes it unique, Kim, is just three simple things we say about the program. We don't believe if there is a God that he made any mistakes with anybody's life. And secondly, so we don't believe anybody's life is broken. And thirdly, we believe there's no exceptions to that, and if you'll come on in, we'll show you how you can prove that.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
I definitely agree with the working. I think for nothing, not even if it's not for, you know, for money or something like that, I always worked, and it was just what I did, and I felt good about myself. And you really learn a lot as a person what you're able to do. I sold gold by the inch
at
the indoor swap meet. Now, if you can sell that, you can do anything.
And just to get along with others.
Absolutely.
Teach you how to get along with others.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about it.
Paul, thank you so much, Christy. I know you didn't speak today, but thank you so much for what you do. I really believe in this school and their passion. That's why I invited them back again. You know, give out the phone number one more time and tell them where you're located.
It'd be 805-701-2999. And we're at 1500 Palma Drive at Palma and the 101 Freeway.
All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Paulette Lambert, and she is from the Four Seasons. I met her over there doing a cooking class. Oh, my God, an amazing lady. She's got a new book out, the Wellness Kitchen, and this is all about transforming your body in 21 days. This is a perfect time to get this book. In fact, a couple of our friends, we gave them out as gifts. It was a perfect thing to do. But not only that, it's just an inspiring journey, and I'm so excited to have her join us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side, and we are talking about the brighter side of life, and we are in the 805. We will be right back. Stay with us. Tom, let's give something away. What could it be?
All right, let's roll out. How about Ronald Reagan Presidential Library tickets? Very popular.
Yep, there you go. And also, I'd love to do a couple tickets to the Shenyun, and that is the tickets over at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. A little bit of a drive, but guess what? It's worth it. January 22nd to the 25th. And then we've got some more tickets coming up right here in Thousand Oaks at February 3rd through 5th. So if you want to go see that Shenyun and you want tickets to the Ronald Reagan Library, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back to the Brighter Side of Life. We're talking right now from the 805, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. Our next guest, Paula Lambert, and Paulette Lambert, and her book is The Wellness Kitchen. I met this beautiful lady, and she inspired me, and I'm so glad to have her on my show. Paulette, are you there?
I am. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm
welcome.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Yeah. So, oh my God, your book is amazing. And one, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
You know, I'm a registered dietitian. I'm also a certified diabetic educator, and I've been a foodie since probably I was born, since my mother had me in the kitchen by age two. So, you know, I had the largest practice in Los Angeles for about 28 years before I came to the Institute 8 years ago. And I've seen probably 300,000 patients on a one-to-one basis.
Not very many, right?
Not very many, but I've seen everything. And, you know, through the years, it really has dawned on me that people really need to go back to basic cooking and really learn how to eat as a lifestyle.
I so agree.
Hi, Paulette. This is Sherry. How lucky for you that you were in the kitchen. My mom, like, kept me from the kitchen, and I think that may be part of the issue.
Well, you know, we have generations that we've kind of lost skills since about 1970. So, you know, we're cooking 50% less in the last 40 years.
I think it's true.
And that correlates with the obesity epidemic.
I agree.
So we need to kind of get back in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But we need to get back in the kitchen maybe differently than they did years ago because we don't have the time.
So,
Paulette, we don't have the skill. We need to do this simply, easily, with great, fresh food.
I love it. And, you know, all these farmers markets and everything that you can, I mean, I grow a lot of stuff in my garden now. It's one of my passions. And if I can, you know, take a salad and cut it out of, you know, right out of a pot that I'm growing, fresh, what's the different, you know, the spinach and
all different types of lettuces
I'd
and
love
salads.
It. Yeah. So, but what inspired you to write your cookbook? And that includes also, it's all fresh and healthy. I mean, it's perfect.
Well, you know, what inspired me is for years, my patients have been asking me for it. You know, it started with I developed a few recipes at home and I'd hand them out to patients and everybody said, well, you should do a cookbook. Where's your cookbook? And it took me, because I was so busy, and it's a big undertaking, it took me years to get it together. You know, and as a nutritionist, we've been doing that real whole fresh food probably from day one, way before it was an in thing to do as it is now. So really, that's what your body needs to get the nutrition that it needs. You've got to eat real whole food. So that's the concept that we've been promoting for years. So that's what got me. People kept asking me for a cookbook. And then when I came to the Wellness Kitchen, I developed so much curriculum for the California Health and Longevity Institute. Cookbook was on the schedule, and we finally did get it done. So we have a great book for everybody, and it's a guide for everyday living.
Yeah, it really is. And Paula, when I took the class, which was an amazing class, I have to tell you, thanks to my son-in-law, Eric Arbuckle, you talked about, like, I mean, even the salad that you made, there was what? One tablespoon or one teaspoon of oil? I mean, we do
one tablespoon of olive oil for every four people. And the reason why is olive oil is so good for you. It's a healthy fat, high in omega-3, except a lot of us are not looking to find a lot of extra calories.
Right,
so
right.
We want to go light on it. So in the cookbook, there's a lot of light salad dressings that are, you know, comes out to be about 30 calories a serving, not 300, because every 100 extra calories you can save, it's 10 pounds a year difference in your weight.
I love it. So how can my listeners begin to lose weight and eat healthy? Let's just really break it down for them.
So, you know, the first thing you need to figure out what's your issue. You know, there's certain things. Is it portions? Are you way over on the sugar? Are you drinking too much wine? Are your portions too big at foods? Are you constantly snacking? Usually there's one of those behaviors that's going to be the thing that's going to cause you the most problem. It's usually whatever's the hardest for you to get rid of or, you know, deal with is probably going to be the problem. So you really need to get a handle on that. For example, a lot of my women patients, fairly healthy, but they're high in the carbohydrate servings. Not to say we want to cut them out, but they're doing 8-9 carb servings a day when they only need 5. That difference between 9 and 5 is 30 pounds in 1 year.
And you don't really notice that until you actually sit down and journal it or write it down and say, okay, this is what I ate today. And then it's right there on paper, and you can say, oh, wow. I know for me, I was like, wow, I've eaten way too much food. Like, I didn't realize how much sort of, I guess, snacks or food that I didn't think about that I ate.
Right. And, you know, 2 glasses of wine, which is very common for a lot of us to do after we've had a long day at the office, is not a lot of alcohol at one time, except if you're doing it every night, it's 60 glasses of wine a month.
And it's a lot of calories.
That's 12 bottles at 800 calories. Uh-huh. That's a good 30, 40 pounds a year in your weight there, right there. So you really have to identify what the issue is and work on that. And the other thing I can say is that we need to eat that 7 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and cut back on our whole grains and the amount of animal protein, not to cut them out, but to bring those portions down where they should be and then volumize your meals with lots of really great tasting vegetables that are prepared in a really yummy way, which is kind of in our cookbook.
It's funny, I was going through your cookbook, and I know growing up, my parents loved vegetables, and they ate a lot of vegetables, but they were always steamed or boiled or something like that. And I am not a huge lover of the vegetable. And my kids actually love them, but I bake them a lot with a little bit of olive oil and some salt and pepper in the oven. I kind of vary the way I prepare them, and they are much tastier than just steamed or boiled.
In fact, they should be the star of your meal. I mean, there's no reason why not to roast carrots and then put a little bit of harissa and lime zest on it. They need to taste great.
Absolutely.
Just steamed broccoli on the plate, nobody wants to eat that. That's boring, and there's people that have kind of taught themselves to do that.
Right.
But for the rest of us, I think we really need more excitement with our food and vegetables because of the wonderful flavors and textures. If we do something to them, they taste wonderful. Can you imagine boiling pasta, draining it, and put it on your plate with nothing on it? That wouldn't be good either.
Right.
That's what we do with our vegetables and think people are supposed to eat them. It's not going to work.
Oh, my God. Now she's got my mouth watering. Okay, so Paula, just take us through broccoli. What would you do to broccoli? And I know you've got these great recipes in here.
Yeah, you know, roasting broccoli is one of my favorites. A drop, literally a tablespoon of olive oil for a big bowl of broccoli, salt and pepper. And then I probably buy harissa, which is a dried Mideastern spice. It's not hot, but really lots of flavor. And sprinkle that on there with a little bit of lemon juice and throw that in the oven at 400 degrees, probably for about 25 minutes. And you have a very different product than plain steamed broccoli.
You do. And it's not the texture, I think, is a little bit more appealing. It's not mushy. And
not
my
mushy.
Kids love it. They love it.
Yeah, it caramelizes and those natural sugars get nice and sweet and nutty flavor. So it truly changes the flavor of what the steamed vegetable is to a roasted vegetable. Roasted cauliflower, our kids in our cooking classes, when they come in the summer, eat roasted cauliflower with Parmesan cheese dusted on it like they were eating French fries.
Oh, my God. And we made the
potatoes, the creamed potatoes.
I want that meatloaf.
Right?
That spinach meatloaf. Oh, my God.
We're hungry, yeah. And it's only the morning here.
You know, meatloaf, actually, looking at your meatloaf recipe, meatloaf can be a low-calorie item, but I feel like people are kind of afraid of meatloaf. I grew up on meatloaf, and I actually like meatloaf. But if you make it with the turkey like your recipe says and then putting the spinach in there, it's very healthy and good for you, and it tastes good.
There you go. And we sauteed that spinach with some garlic and onions that are shallots, and then we added the meatloaf with a little bit of ketchup on top, and meatloaf goes to a whole new level.
Absolutely.
You know, we only have a little bit of time left, and I want to have you back. I mean, this is like just the start, but what is your 21-day makeover?
You know what that is? It's a jump start into healthy eating. We don't expect you to change your eating habits totally in 21 days, but if you can kind of get up enough. Usually we can last about 3 weeks of just going through, and in the book there's guidelines for a 21-day, a 3-week meal plan in the back. And if you can follow that, and there's different calorie levels depending on what you weigh and how much you want to lose, if you can kind of stay with that breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's written out for you for 3 weeks, if you can follow that through, by the end of 3 weeks, you've kind of gotten over the hump. You're used to eating healthy. You're used to eating real whole food. You've probably adjusted to eating a lot more fruits and vegetables, and then we hope a lot of that sticks, and we hope that inspires you to continue to make those changes in the next months to come. So it's not a cure-all by any means, but it's a great way to start the new year, and again, that 21 days gets you over the hump. You can get past that, you're going to be on your road to better eating. You have double the chance of being successful in the next year if you can get through that 3 weeks.
Paulette, you know what? This is such a perfect interview for the start of the year right there. But not only that, I love when you tell us what to do for 3 weeks.
Right.
We're on our way, and then we can continue to go on. I would love to have you back again and talk a little bit deeper of, you know, things that can really help us so that we can, you know, work through your wellness kitchen book. Where do my listeners get it?
You can get it at Barnes & Noble. It's also on Amazon.com. And if you're in the area at the Four Seasons, it is here in our wellness kitchen, and you can pick it up in the wellness kitchen.
There you go. Paulette Lambert, her book, The Wellness Kitchen. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
And thank you so much, and happy, healthy New Year's to everybody.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show, everyone. And, of course, I want to say thank you to everybody. I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3 right here, completely different guests. We've got some amazing guests, and we're going to be talking more about staying healthy. And of course, thank you, ladies, Tom, everyone. And let us end our show. Happiness is letting go of what you think your life is supposed to look like and celebrating it for everything that it is. With that, have a really great day, and we'll talk to you later.